This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his Singaporean counterpart Lawrence Wong this morning. Both leaders will review the progress of the India-Singapore strategic partnership and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Mr. Modi reached Singapore, the Lion City, yesterday after concluding his successful visit to Brunei. The Singaporean Prime Minister hosted him for a private dinner yesterday evening. In a social media post, Mr. Modi mentioned that he had an excellent discussion on a wide range of issues with Mr. Wong and added that India cherishes its friendship with Singapore. Prime Minister Modi will also have meetings with the President of Singapore and several other dignitaries today. He's scheduled to visit AEM, a semiconductor facility, and meet with the CEOs of Singaporean companies. Mr. Modi is on a visit to Singapore after nearly 6 years. Singapore is India's largest trade partner in ASEAN and it is a leading source of foreign direct investment. Singapore is India's sixth largest trade partner worldwide and the largest source of FDI during the last financial year. Singapore has experience of more than 20 years in the area of semiconductors and it is already setting up facilities in India regarding this. Prime Minister will interact with business leaders this afternoon. This will be an important element of the visit as the CEOs will be listening to India's growth story firsthand from the Prime Minister and the opportunities that it presents for them. Bharatiya Janata Party has released its first list of candidates for the Haryana Assembly elections, which includes 67 names. Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini will contest from the Ladwa seat, Speaker Gyan Chand Gupta from Panchkula and former Minister Anil Vij from the Ambala Cant seat. Additionally, Aseem Goyal will contest from Ambala City, Kamar Pal Gurjar from Jagadhari and Ghanshyam Das Arora from Yamunanagar. The BJP has fielded Ram Kumar Gautam from Safido, Devendra Singh Babli from Tohana and Captain Abhimanyu from Narnond. The party has also given a ticket to Srimati Shruti Chaudhary from Tosham, who recently left Congress and joined the BJP. Former BJP MP Sunita Duggal has been given a ticket from Rathia. The party has nominated 8 women candidates in this list. Teachers' Day is being celebrated throughout the country today. The day is celebrated on the birth anniversary of educationist and former president Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan. President Draupadi Murmu will confer national awards to 82 teachers at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. Akashvani Delhi will broadcast the function live from 4:10 p.m. onwards. It can be heard on FM Gold, Indraprasth and Akashvani Live News 24/7. The program will also be live streamed on Akashvani AIR, the YouTube channel of Akashvani. The Department of School Education and Literacy, Ministry of Education, has been organizing a national-level function on Teachers' Day every year to confer the national awards to best teachers of the country. The purpose of national awards is to celebrate the unique contribution of teachers in the country and to honor those teachers who, through their commitment and industry, have not only improved the quality of school education but also enriched the lives of their students. A central inter-ministerial team will visit the flood-affected districts of Krishna, NTR, Guntur and other areas of Andhra Pradesh today. Led by Sanjeev Kumar Jindal, Additional Secretary for Disaster Management in the Union Home Ministry, the team will inspect the damage caused by the floods and speak directly with the victims. National Disaster Management Agency, NDMA, Advisor Colonel K.P. Singh, Central Water Commission, CWC Director Siddharth Mitra, CWC Hyderabad Official Ramesh Kumar, National Dam Safety Authority, NDSA, Southern Zone, Chennai, Director R. Giridhar, a central team comprising NDRF 10th Battalion Commandant V.V.N. Prasanna will visit the flood-affected areas today. And at the Paris Paralympics, it was a memorable day for India yesterday as it clinched 4 medals, with 2 of them being gold. Harvinder Singh made history by becoming the first ever Indian archer to win a Paralympic gold medal. He achieved the glory in the men's individual recurve event last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.